It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, what do you say? We load up, head up to beautiful Lake Texoma, striper capital of Texas, the southeast, the country maybe, as far as freshwater stripers, and check in with Bill Carey, our buddy with Striper Express. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
I like it. You know, Bill, I've got a couple of emails about that. That's the way you open our little visits every time, and I think you're trying to get a regular spot on this show. I don't know. You have one, as far as I'm concerned. You do a good job keeping people tuned in, Bill.
We love the outdoors.
You definitely do that, buddy, and you've lived a life in the outdoors, guiding and Striper Express, I don't know what, 36 years been there at Lake Texoma?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes,
all
sir.
Along, many a striper. Bill, something I always like to point out or share stuff that I've learned. You know, I did a weekly fishing report for one of the big, maybe the biggest newspaper in the state for 14 years. And I don't know, fishing reports, there's patterns that I learned are the only way to report fishing. Fishing reports, and I think as a veteran fishing guide, you might be able to, you probably would agree, you might not. Fishing report is what's happening right there in that boat, right then.
Yes,
you
sir.
Could be 5 miles around the bend at Lake Texoma, and what you're doing might not be what's working over there. So I don't know. I have a problem with fishing reports like I used to report, to be quite honest with you. Fish in some of the generic reports, stripers fare on topwaters. Now, you know, what good does that do a fisherman? Okay, so where I'm going with this, fishing patterns does mean a lot. Now, there is a pattern right now on Texoma, and I've fished three different lakes in the last week. The same pattern, the shad are spawning. They're up on the shore. They go pull in at night. They're up in shallow water. They're spawning, I used to think that, Bill, that it was wave action, you know, that was one of the reasons, but years back, Bill Dance told me, he said, no, Luke. He said, yeah, you think a shad can't swim against current? You know, and he was absolutely right. But it's the zooplankton on the vegetation up there. That's one reason. And the spawn, the fact is there's tons of shad up shallow. What, the first 2 or 3 hours of morning? 2 hours?
Yes, sir. And y'all are right. The zooplankton is why the shad are there. The stripers come in because the shad are there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
right.
That's exactly a pattern.
And not only stripers, but blue cats, crop, all fish in freshwater eat shad. So
that's right.
I've caught catfish. I've caught hybrid stripers. I've caught sand bass. I'm going to catch some, or try to catch some stripers up there with you and my Jeff Rice, our mutual friend that's the great videographer friend of mine that helps me with the, or that actually puts it together, A Sportsman's Life each week. Jeff's coming with us in video, and my grandson Luke's going to be there. He hasn't been up there and fished with Chris since he was a youngster, Bill. It's been years, but now he is 22 years old. So we're gonna try the early morning thing. Describe how that bite goes, Bill. How you target some of these shallow water fish?
Well, that's a great question. Folks, we get to fish 12 months out of the year. But what Luke is talking about is our spring topwater action. It's like waiting for a hunting season. The water has to warm up enough, and the bait moves in on these shallow banks, and the stripers follow, and we go out at first light, and we throw big topwater plugs, and it's blind casting. Blind casting means they're not surfacing, they're there. And anytime your plug is in the water, you're in the strike zone. It is the most exciting fishing. And I have even seen people raise that 6-inch plug out of the water where that hook was 6 inches out of the water, and a fish come up, grab it, and it sounds like this. Your rod wraps against the boat. You ain't got a chance. It goes zzz, 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 pow. But yep, it's so exciting, and they're just so full of energy. You got to be careful. You always let your guide take them off the hook, because these fish are green when you bring them in. You catch them relatively close, but the topwater morning fishing is so exciting.
It is, Bill. And unlike any kind of fishing, there's days when it's better than others, but the pattern, that's what we're talking about, is the pattern, the current pattern. That is it. That's for, say, you get out, you guys are leaving about 6, right? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So we want to be casting at first light.
Yes. So by, what, 8 o'clock probably? Would that be accurate? Usually the top, I guess it depends on cloud cover, too. I don't know.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
I tell people you're going to get an hour to 90 minutes of it, depending on cloud cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very exciting. I said, if it happens, it's one heck of a way to start the day.
That's right. So then say you catch a few on top water, or say you catch a bunch, whatever. Usually the next plan, what's the baits, and is it slabbing or jigs? What would be, as a general rule, what's plan B for the guide, you know?
It is both. We folks will get to throw those topwaters, say, for an hour and a half, normal day, depending on cloud cover, and then we switch to soft plastics and jigs. We start hunting the fish. They're back from the spawn. They're grouping up in large schools, and you find them with your electronics, and Katie bar the door. The fun is starting again.
You bet. And then that's where you can catch your, you know, hopefully catch your... And describe the limit up there, Bill. It's a very liberal striper catch, you know, that's allowed.
Yes, sir. We have the best documented spawn of freshwater stripers in the United States. So you're allowed twice the Texas limit. You're allowed 10 fish per person per day.
That's right. And then you're over 20 inch, right?
Yes, sir. It's a whole different animal. You're allowed 10 fish, including 220 plus, or as long as your leg.
Yes.
They are our brood stock. We protect those. You get 2 per person, and then the rest we catch and release.
You betcha. Well, it's so much fun, and, you know, we've talked a lot, Bill, and I've even mentioned it on the air. I've written about it a lot. I was probably well into my 20s when I first discovered Texoma, being raised up in Red River County, catching catfish and bass and bluegills. And, you know, I grew up fishing, but not for stripers. And when I first discovered this big inland sea called Lake Texoma with those those emerald green waters, I became I didn't abandon all the other. I still love to do all the other fishing, too. But I became a striper nut. The problem is, if I were closer, I would probably just, you know, I'd probably be hitting you up for a deckhand job or something, you know. it's so much fun. And being an old East Texan that loves to eat catfish, I was raised on smaller, we call them yearling bass, you know, back in the day, smaller bass, excellent eating too. But a striper fillet, when I'm describing the way I cook something, you know, like a striper, people say, no, you know, the first thing that a novice will tell me or you is, no, those things have the red meat. You know, that ruins the flavor of it. That's so easy to trim out. I can do it. And you know, your guides, they can do it in a flash. But when you leave with stripers, you leave with snow white fillets, you know, no red meat, right?
You betcha.
You know?
I tell people that crappie is the walleye of the South, and I'll put striper right between them. It's white, flaky, mild meat. It's just excellent. Well, your cousin Billy cooked us up some last time, didn't he?
He blackened some out there at our winter rendezvous. And, you know, it's real early. We don't even have the dates planned. But that I enjoyed that. Some Charlie Brookins and Mr. Farmer. There was a bunch of guys came out, musicians. Kept us entertained. It was right near down, just maybe half a mile or quarter of a mile north of downtown Greenville. Called it the Winter Rendezvous. I cooked up a bunch of barbecue and Dutch kettle cobbler, and it was so much fun. We're going to do that again, Bill, and you're your presence is required. I want you there, buddy. You know?
Oh, I will. That's good, folks, and great grub. Folks, yeah. You know Luke's a pretty good cook. If you watch his show, that's my favorite part.
I love to cook, and the stuff I know how to do is pretty basic. You know, there's nothing fancy about it, but, you know, that's, to me, that's some of the best. If you know how to season, cooking outdoors is pretty easy.
Well, that old striper turns out pretty good, folks. And you know what? We release largemouth and smallmouth.
Yeah.
But
yep.
These stripers, people laughed at me first time I was on Jimmy Houston. I said, they're here to harvest. And he cackled, and he said, harvest, because not many people realize it, but you're going to go home with a lot of good eaten meat.
You are. And back, you know, this is kind of a side topic, sub-topic, if you will. People talk about, and this will raise hackles when you talk about crappie. You know this, but it's a fact. Now, if somebody said, oh, we're going to have a mess of fried fish. Well, do you want crappie or striper? I really don't care. Maybe I'll pick striper, to be honest with you, because I like to cut them in little, fingerling strips. And season them up, and it's more of a meaty taste than crappie. But it would be hard for me to tell anyone which fish I like the best, because I know how to cook them all, and I know how to trim them and season them, you know. But a striper fillet, it's as far as baked or broiled or blackened, it seems to be perfectly lend itself perfectly for that kind of cooking, Bill, you know?
Oh, yes, sir. I sound like Bubba Gump. You can barbecue it. You can grill it. You can fry it. It is just cooked anyway. And we give everybody a recipe card that we took a little contest. Our folks gave us their favorite recipes, and we put together about 8 of them. We printed them up. So when we're cleaning your catch, we'll send you home with one of those. And, of course, fried is always the most popular, and it's good, but there's some pretty good recipes in there y'all gave us. All right, Luke. Folks, MT, my office manager, is here all the time, and our number is 903-786-4477.
Folks, that was my buddy, guide Bill Carey, up at Texoma Striper Express. They have been in business for, 36 years. Many thousands of stripers have come aboard the boats in that fleet through the years. We were talking a little bit about cooking striper. I'm going to tell you an altered method of blackening striper that I absolutely love. You know, blackened fish is a white-hot skillet. I mean, smoking hot. I do it a little differently. I take, instead of the conventional redfish magic or whatever, which is a great seasoning, I buy blackening seasoning from Cabela's, a bigger shaker of it. Contains a lot of the blackening seasoning. And I'll get a skillet hot, but not white hot. Put some real unsalted butter in the skillet, and, you know, quite a bit. And then I'll take one side of the striper fillet and coat it heavily with the blackening seasoning. Lay that down, black it, the seasoned side down of that fillet in that skillet with the little butter in there, and let it blacken, and then turn it and then season the other side. And I tell you what, folks, you can squeeze a little lemon juice or lime juice on those striper fillets. They are awesome. We are out of time, I'm being told. Make sure and remember the radio website, catfishradio.org. You can go there and actually read my newspaper columns and a lot of things there that you might enjoy. We'll be right back here with you next week. Be safe in the outdoors, folks. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke In Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.